Today's passage comes from that famous sermon delivered by Peter to the religious authorities in Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago when they found him teaching in the temple after he'd been locked up for preaching. When they asked him why he was doing it, here's part of his reply in Acts 5 verse 32. "And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Now, here's the thing I want you to notice, and we're going to have to go to the original Greek language to see it. In Greek, the word for witness is martys, which is where we get the word martyr. In the original sense, a martyr wasn't somebody who died for the faith. A martyr was simply a witness. I like the way Leroy Froom, the great scholar and Bible commentator, put it. He said, "Now, a martyr is one who is convinced of truth and manifests it in life and death. The fires of persecution do not make martyrs. They simply reveal them. The man who is not already a martyr never lays down his life for the truth. The martyrs died, not that they might become martyrs, but because they were martyrs." Now, think about this with me for just a minute. You don't have to burn at the stake or have your head chopped off to be a martyr for Christ. Those people died because they were martyrs. They were witnesses. And the question for today is, are you a martyr? Do you have something that you can bear witness to? You see, in order to be a real martyr, you don't have to die. You have to know Jesus. You have to allow him to work in your heart and take control of the direction of your life. Only when you submit your stubborn will to the will of God will you be able to bear witness to how good God really is and what his power can do for somebody. You see, it's not enough to just read about Christianity or memorize its teachings. God expects us to live as martyrs, as witnesses. He expects us to allow him to work on our hearts and then let others know what happened. Really, if you think about it, there's nothing quite as compelling as an eyewitness. If you go to a courthouse to watch the proceedings of a trial, you'll hear a number of lawyers make very eloquent and persuasive arguments. And of course, juries can be swayed by a logical presentation. But nothing seals the deal quite like the testimony of an eyewitness. When someone reliable saw the murder take place, all of a sudden you have a very strong case. It's the same with God's people, trying to persuade the world to turn their hearts to God. You can stand in the halls of academia or in a room full of atheists and give very persuasive arguments. And I thank God that the Christian church has some of the brightest thinkers out there. They're doing a remarkable job. But nothing speaks as loudly about the existence of a loving God as eyewitness testimony, as someone who can say, "I know God, and he changed my life." The whole world can be turned upside down by people like that, which makes living as a martyr or a witness just a better way to live.